Gentlemen, this is Kimberly and Jasmine.
Bonjour, I'm Anita.
Good night, mates. This is RJ.
And we are from Pine Hill School, Dunedin, New Zealand. And the date today is the 18th of June, 2007.
Hi, this is Jane Nichols and welcome to another episode of ICT You Can. This year, I've been privileged to be released from the classroom to do some research, and my research is on podcasting. I've spent the last term with a group of students looking at the various skills that they are gaining through the use of podcasting in the classroom, and I've mashed up some of their podcasts that they've just recently completed for me here, and I thought I'd post it for you to have a listen to. The topic of their podcast was, what is podcasting? And they explain in their own words bits and pieces about what podcasting is and why they like doing it. I will follow this up by some podcasts looking at the actual results of my research, but I thought it was really interesting to hear from students what it is about podcasting that motivates them. So without further ado, here are Anita, Kimberly, Jasmine, Kent, Warren and RJ talking about podcasting at Pine Hill School.
We are going to explain how to make a podcast.
Indeed, then answer this question, what is a podcast?
It's something that you can listen to on the computer and you can get lots of information and music and photos.
A podcast is when you record you and your body's voice. You can also put jingles in your podcast.
Okay, Jasmine, what do you use to make a podcast?
Computer, headphones with a microphone, and we use GarageBand. Oh, and don't forget a script.
You can be with a partner or on your own to make a script. Your script can be long or short. You can put photos and pictures to make it more interesting.
First, you need a computer and a buddy, that's optional. A script about something. You can have jingles, music, and different sorts of voices.
GarageBand is the program I use to make podcasts.
Can you put in a podcast, Jasmine?
You can put interesting music, information and photos.
Once you've finished your script, you get a computer and start to say what you have to say. Then you get a teacher to check it. And when she says you can do it like that, you start to record.
You have to say every time you do something. When you're finished, you can show someone your podcast and you can reflect on your podcast.
We listen to our podcast to make sure it is good and then we upload it to the internet.
When you do it, say what your podcast is about and try you and say your name and use expression in it and remember to put jingles in it and make the music sound talk.
Make sure you have a clear voice so the people who is listening can. You can also write a script. You can use new words that you haven't tried using before. You can use jingles and all sorts of music that fits what you're talking about.
Say appropriate language and different languages.
If you want to not mumble, have a clear voice and loud voice, you have to open your mouth wide while you are talking. It doesn't matter if it feels weird, it makes it clear, not mumble and loud.
When you've put your podcast on the web, you can start to get some comments from people all over the world. So you can give them a comment back to say thanks or something, and it's important to be polite in your comments and not hurt anybody's feelings.
You can send us a comment. Also, you can ask us questions by going onto our podcast page and clicking on the comment button.
But answer this question, why should you make a podcast?
Well, you can make a podcast and you'd have lots of fun and listen to a podcast and get lots of information.
and you should make a podcast because maybe a really important person might be listening. If you put it up on the internet, it will probably make you feel good.
I think making a podcast is fun because you can give more information that no one even knew about.
Podcasting is fun and cool because you can listen to your podcast and get comments and suggestions, and lots of people around the world can listen to your podcast.
It is fun to do a podcast because it might be interesting for the people who are listening. I like making podcasts because it goes around the world and we get comments from people from other parts of the world.
When you make a podcast, you will feel shy, happy, nervous and great.
What about famous?
Indeed.
Lots of people make podcasts and become famous.
I think we will become famous.
Podcast out! Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye!
I think the computer's broken down, Jasmine.
Phew! It's on!
It was quite evident that the highest motivating factor for these students were the comments that they received on their podcasts. I'll put the link to their podcast in the show notes, and please, if you get a chance, go and leave them a comment. Their last podcasts, I think, were brilliant. These are year 5 and 6 students, which makes them 9-10-year-olds. And the progression of their skills, being able to use oral language effectively during this program, has been remarkable. These students range from low literacy ability with reading and writing problems through to high functioning students. One student has had a long history with speech language therapy because he cannot pronounce his words very well, and you can see through this podcast that all of those students were very understandable. One of the students is an English as a second language student, and all of these students have found different skills through podcasting and have had the time and ability to play with their language to be able to work on the specific areas that they need to work on. So I have been really pleased with the progress that these particular students have made, and also with the amount of data that I've managed to gather as to what exact skills does podcasting enhance, and especially why is oral language so important in our classrooms. Once again, it's not about proficient speakers, it's about thinking communicators. I was so pleased that within that podcast, my students talked about reflecting and about communicating. It's powerful stuff, podcasting. I can't say that too many times. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it informative. And please go and visit our room5.podomatic.com page and give these students some feedback for their work. Bye for now.